Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Tears to Breakthrough radio show with host author Carolyn Ritter Watson, breaking through tears, bondage, loss, and hurt, equipping you with tools to execute your God-given purpose. Remember to order your copy of Tears in a Bottle now, available on Amazon.com, and receive a free companion guide.
Hi, good morning, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough radio show. My name is Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am your host. I thank you for stopping by. I encourage you to sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee or tea, and be blessed. Good morning, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. That's right, this is your Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson, and so thank you so much for joining me this Sunday morning. Family, I want to talk to you today about your Prince. That's right, your Prince of Peace. Amen. You know, many of us watched the royal wedding yesterday. It was beautiful. It was so amazing. And, you know, we know that Meghan Markle has been all in the tabloids and in the news media, you know, talking about her divorce, talking about the fact that she's biracial, and talking about her father and just different trials that she's been through in her life, and even currently, you know, some struggles, you know, I'm sure with her father and then her siblings that, you know, seem to be hating on her, right? And so, but she's gone through some things, right? Just like all of us have experienced some trials and some setbacks in life, whether it's divorce or whether it's some struggles with the way you were raised as a child, or because I know growing up biracial could not have been an easy thing, right? And so she's gone through some struggles, but now she has found her prince, and I would dare to say right now, girlfriend is having much peace, amen? And so I just want to encourage you this morning that after everything you've gone through, know that God has a prince for you. He is your prince of peace, amen? And we're going to talk about your prince of peace today. So if you need peace, if you know somebody that needs peace, first of all, I would dare to say we all need peace. Amen. We all want peace. In this crazy, sick, sad, dark, and perilous world that we live in, we all need peace. And so today, if you don't know, I'm here to tell you. I want to introduce you to the Prince of Peace today. Amen. So you know how I like to do. I like to set the atmosphere. So we're going to go in praise and worship mode, and then when I come back, we're going to talk about your prince today, your prince of peace. And so right now, I want you to just breathe in, take some deep breaths, just breathe in all the blessings of God, amen, all of his promises, amen, which are yes and amen towards you, amen, and breathe out anything that's negative, anything that doesn't, you know, benefit you, anything that doesn't look like God, anything that does not give you peace, breathe that thing out, release that thing from you, you know, and just breathe in all of God's peace. Amen, because God has a peace that that is not like the peace that the world gives us. Amen. And so just breathe it in as we go into praise and worship mode and set the atmosphere. Here we are. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Breathe.
Yes, Jesus. Come on, you can praise him. Come on, you can praise him. Hallelujah. And God, we, your people, are going to be obedient. As you decree, let everything that have breath give you the praise and give you the glory. Yes, God. We're so unworthy, Lord, but we stand in your presence. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your heart. Very air we breathe. He gave it to us. We didn't buy it. Come on, Doug. Come on, lift your hands to him and tell him. It's your presence, Lord, your Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us, leading us and guiding us into all truth. Thank you, Lord, for it. We thank you for the gift. And not only that, when we talk about your word, it's my daily bread. It's what I long for. And God, you said, he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. This verse just says, your very word. Come on, tell him today. Come on, say, spoken. This is the part that I love to declare. It says, it's, and now listen to these words. It says, I'm desperate for you. Is there anybody here you just don't want him, but you're desperate for him? You've got to have him. Sing it to him again. And now I'm lost without. God, once in the world, but now that you changed me, I've got to have you. Come on, sing this with us again. This is the air I breathe. Come on, I want you to sing it with us. This is the air I breathe. And because you sent your Holy Spirit, Lord, thank you that it is. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, living in me as you are. It's living in me, hallelujah. I'm connected to you and you're connected to me. And I tell you today that this is my daily bread. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Lord, it is the truth of your word that you've given us. Desperate for him, I want you to lift your hands and tell him. Come on, tell him, I'm desperate for you, Jesus. Come on, if you're desperate for him, lift both hands to heaven and open your mouth in here. Tell him together, and I. Thank you, Jesus. I'm lost without you, Lord.
Group, I want to hear the singing sanctuary. Come on, congregation. Come on, come on, sing it in this sanctuary. Come on, sing it. Yes, Lord. Come on, say it again.
Amen, amen, amen. This is the air I breathe. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you just joined us, come on in. Today we are talking about our prince. Amen. You know, I started the show off by talking about the royal wedding that happened yesterday. It was amazing. It was beautiful. I'm sure most of you watched it, tuned in. You know, and basically Meghan Markle, she has her prince now, you know, and she's had some setbacks in life like all of us, you know. She's gone through divorce. You know, she grew up biracial, and so we know that that was a struggle because that's not an easy thing. You know, I know I have friends that are biracial, and they grew up biracial, and they just had a hard time. You know, sometimes you struggle with identity issues, and just there's a lot of issues that come with that. And not only that, but, you know, there apparently are issues with her siblings, and so she's been through a lot of struggle. But, you know, I want to encourage anyone out there who's listening to me today that, you know, we've all gone through struggle, but in life we go through seasons, and so we do go through seasons of struggle, but then we also go through a season of promise, amen? And so Meghan Markle, you know, she's come into her season of promise, amen? She has her prince now. It's official. They're married now, and so Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are now officially married, and so she has her prince and is now at peace. After everything she's gone through, she now has her prince, and she is now at peace. All is well in her world, I'm sure. And so, but I just want to encourage you that God wants to be your prince today. He wants to be your prince and give you peace, not as the world gives it, but a God kind of peace, right, that the world just doesn't even understand, right? And so come on in. We're going to talk about that today because I know with everything that's going on in this world, we need peace. We need peace, and so many people are doubting God. You know, people are, you know, I mean, I hear all these conversations. You know, there was another school shooting the other day, and people are just wondering what is going on. Where is this God that you're talking about, you know? And people are losing faith. People are losing hope with everything that's going on in the world, and that doesn't even include the things that they are going through personally in their lives. And so I just wanted to come on today and encourage you today, encourage you that no matter what's going on in your world, no matter what's going on in this world all around us, we too, like Megan, have a prince, amen. God is our prince of peace, amen. Long before the birth of Jesus, the prophet Isaiah spoke of him. He says, wonderful counselor, mighty God, eternal father, and prince of peace. Prince of peace, amen. God wants to give you peace, amen. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, peace, 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 peace. And I just want to encourage you today that, you know, come to your Father who is your Prince of Peace, amen. He is your everlasting Father, your Prince of Peace, your mighty God, amen. He wants to give you peace today, even in the midst of your struggle, even in the midst of the mess, even in the midst of the state of this world that we are living in. God wants to give us peace. And so I want you to hold that thought. I'm going to quickly go to a commercial break. And when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about peace today, amen. So don't you go anywhere, amen.
Hey, Clint, what are you doing? I'm doing some guilt-free shopping at Layla Simone's Shop for a Cause. This is amazing. I can shop with a purpose and for a cause. Did you know that Layla Simone supports breast cancer research, awareness, women in crisis, and youth-related nonprofits? Each time I shop online within their network, a donation is made automatically with no additional cost to me. I love guilt-free shopping. Wow, they even offer personal shopper services? Move over. I love shopping online. And for a good cause, I'm in. What is their contact info? You can call 610-504-0690 or go to LaylaSimone.com.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-Watson.
All right, welcome back, family. Welcome back. Yes, you are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session with your girl, Carolyn Ritter-Watson. I am your purpose pusher, amen. God has a plan and a purpose for your life, amen. And I know that many of you are in a state right now where you just need peace, amen. I hear it all the time. I just need peace, right? You need peace in your household. You need peace on your job, peace in your business. Some of you just need peace, you know, peace of mind, amen, peace in your marriage. I just want to encourage you today that God is your peace. He is your Prince of Peace, and nobody's going to give you peace like God, amen. And so what is peace, you may ask? What is peace, and where does it come from, right? And so let me just encourage you today that peace is knowing that it's going to be okay. No matter what's going on in your life, peace, real peace, is knowing that no matter what, it's going to be okay. Even when the situation seems hopeless, it's going to be okay. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. He gives you peace, amen. That's Numbers 6:24-26. And I'm going to go ahead and give you all types of scriptures today. So you might want to grab a piece of paper and a pen or your tablet or your iPad or whatever, phone, whatever device you want to use or whatever you want to use, because you need to write down these scriptures and meditate on these scriptures so that you can get your peace today, amen. And so that was Numbers 6:24-26. It says, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turns his face towards you and gives you peace. Amen. God wants to give you peace today. Amen. Whatever the storm is, whatever you're going through, whatever trouble and struggles you're experiencing right now, know that God wants to give you peace. Amen. And another scripture I'm going to give you today is, I'm just going to go through the word. I'm just going to go through the scripture because that's where your peace is going to come from. Amen. Just studying the word. Amen. So John 16:33, it says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Amen. So that's John 16:33. Amen. And then Matthew 5:9, it says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." And so I understand you want peace, but you got to also be a peacemaker. Amen. If we all become peacemakers, then we will all have a better world to live in, right? You know, many times we want to be confrontational. We want to be, arguing back and forth with people about their political beliefs, their religious beliefs. But no, we need to be peacemakers. Amen. John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives." And then it goes on to say, "Do not let your heart be troubled and do not be afraid." Amen. John 14:27. And so God is saying, don't let your heart be troubled and do not be afraid. I know everything going on in this world, it's difficult. It's a struggle not to be afraid because you just never know. We've got all these school shootings going on. You know, okay, should I send my child to school? Like, what should I do? We don't know what to do, but I'm going to tell you what you should do. You need to, first and foremost, have an up-close and personal relationship with God. You need to have a serious prayer life, get before your face, before God every day, and God will give you peace, even in the midst of the craziness that's going on in this world. John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled and do not be afraid." So God doesn't want you to be afraid, amen. Many of you are operating in fear. You're so fearful because of everything that you see. And it's understandable because it can be scary, you know. It can be scary, but God doesn't want us to be afraid, amen. So, we serve a king of peace, amen. Not chaos. God is a God of peace and not chaos. Amen. And so the world often views God as something that he is not. You know, as soon as something happens, they're like, why did God make that happen? Why did God kill my child? Why did God do this? Why did God do that? And so they like to focus on the, you know, Old Testament and take the scripture out of context to make him seem vengeful and hateful. But God is not a vengeful God. God is not a hateful God. Amen. There is a scripture that says vengeance is mine. But most of the time, God is not talking about just being vengeful against us. You know, you're taking scripture out of context. Amen. And so, but this is not our Father. God is not a God of hate. God is not, you know, just trying to be vengeful against us by causing school shootings and things like that. You know, God, he is a loving Heavenly Father. He is a loving Heavenly Father. But don't get it twisted, though. However, there is consequences to our actions. And so when we live in sin, when we do what we want to do, when we decide that we're not going to serve God, we're going to reject God, there is consequences to sin. There's consequences to everything, you know. But God is he's our loving Heavenly Father. He is our loving Heavenly Father, and he loves us so much. You know, so he is a God of peace. and order. I'm going to say that again. God is a God of peace and order. And so when you see all kinds of disorder going on in the world, that is not of God. When you see disorder going on all around you with no peace in your household, that is not God and that is not of God. Amen. I mean, look at the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience. You know, just read this fruits of the Spirit. Amen. These are the fruit of the Holy Spirit bringing in our lives because they specifically describe His nature. Amen. And when God fills our heart, His attributes become apparent in our lives, right? And so we got to get our hearts right. Amen. We got to get our minds right. Amen. And all the confusion that you see in the world, if you got confusion going on all up in your household, that is not God and that is not of God. And you just need to know that this morning. You need to be encouraged in that this morning. You know, I think many times we forget that we have an adversary, the devil. You know, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to kill, steal, and destroy everything, anything, right? And that's what he does. He likes to disrupt. He likes to distract. He likes to kill, steal, and destroy. You know, that's our adversary, the devil. Amen. So many things we try to blame God for, it's not God. It's Satan at work. And you can always tell his work because it's chaotic. Anything that's chaotic, anything that's disruptive, anything out of order, that's Satan. That's Satan's work. That's not God's work. That's Satan's work. Amen. And so all the confusion that you see happening in this world is not God and not of God. It's important that you understand that. It's important that you not blame God for all the chaos that's going on in the world. Amen. For God is not a God of confusion, but of peace. You can read that in 1 Corinthians 14:33. Amen. And so God wants to be your Prince of Peace today. He wants to be your Prince of Peace. Remember when I said earlier, you know, we talked about Meghan Markle and the different trials that she went through in her life. And, I mean, that's just what we know about. I'm sure she went through some other struggles as well. But now she just married her prince. She just married her prince. And so I was dare to say girlfriend is pretty much at peace right now because she has her prince. But see, God wants to be your prince after everything you've gone through, after every trial, after every struggle, after that divorce, after, you know, that toxic household that you grew up in, you know, after those toxic relationships, after your loss, after your struggle, after everything. God wants to be your prince today. He wants to be your Prince of Peace. Amen. He wants to be your Prince of Peace, your everlasting Father. Like I was saying earlier, long before the birth of Jesus, the prophet Isaiah spoke of it. The wonderful Counselor, our mighty God, our eternal Father, and Prince of Peace. And God wants to give you peace today. Amen. God wants to give you peace, even in the midst of the struggle. God wants to give you peace. You know, if you're having financial difficulties, God wants to give you peace today. If you're having trials in your marriage struggles, God wants to give you peace. Amen. You know, issues on your job, God wants to give you peace. Amen. And some people are just struggling with themselves, right? God wants to give you peace today with your children, whatever issues you've got going on with your children. God wants to give you peace today. Amen. He wants to give you peace. And so what I want to do right now, I want to pray. I just want to pray for you. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, for this beautiful Sunday morning, Lord God. I thank you for all who have tuned in today, Lord God. I just want to thank you. I just want to praise you, Lord God. We just want to lift you up and exalt you today, Lord God, because no matter what we've gone through, Lord God, you have always been there, and we thank you for that, Lord God. You said that you would never leave us or not forsake us, and we thank you for always being there for us, Lord God. Even when we didn't know you were with us, Lord God, even when we didn't feel you, you were there, Lord, and we thank you, Lord God. We thank you that long before the birth of Jesus Christ, the prophet Isaiah spoke it. He said it, Lord God, that you are our wonderful Counselor. You're our mighty God. You're our eternal Father and our Prince of Peace. And I thank you today for being our Prince of Peace, Lord God. I thank you for being our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Lord God, I just want to lift up everyone under the sound of my voice today that are dealing with struggles in their mind, Lord God, and struggles in their home, struggles in their finances, struggles in their marriage, struggle, whatever struggles they're going through today, struggles with their children, Lord God. So many people need peace. And so many people need peace, Lord, because they're watching the news media and all of the shootings and the killings and all of the turmoil going on in this world, Lord God. We need peace today, Lord God. We know that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, Lord, but we know that you have come that you might give us life and give us life more abundantly. And so we accept that abundant life right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. We accept your abundant life through your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord. Hallelujah. And I just speak that over everyone under the sound of my voice, that they will come into you today, Lord, and lay all of their burdens at your feet, that those who are not saved will surrender to you. They will give their life to you. Hallelujah. All they have to do is accept Jesus Christ as Lord over their life, believe that he lived, that he died, that he rose again. Hallelujah. And that he came to give us life and give us life more abundantly. He didn't come to condemn the world, but he came to save the world today, Lord God. And so, Lord God, I speak salvation over everyone under the sound of my voice. I speak peace over everyone under the sound of my voice today, Lord God. Bless our land, Lord God. Heal our land, Lord God. Lord God, you said that those who are called by my name will humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, Lord God, that you would heal our land. And so we're asking that you will heal our land today, Lord God. Oh, we need you, God. We need you, Father. We need you to be our Prince today. Hallelujah. We need you to be our Prince of Peace today, Lord God. And so we accept you as being that which you are. Hallelujah. Thank you for being our Prince. Thank you for being our Peace, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord God, and I finally speak a third John blessing over everyone under the sound of my voice. I pray above all things that they will prosper, that they will be in health, even as their soul prospers in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much for joining me today. I pray that you were encouraged by this message. Be encouraged, not discouraged. Know that God is your Prince of Peace. Know that he is your everlasting Father. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just trust him today. Just trust God today. I want you to trust him. I want you to allow him to be your Prince. I want you to allow him to be your Peace. And I want you to hold on. I'm going to play this for you. Hold On by James Fortune, Monica, and a whole lot of the others as well. So just be encouraged in there. I'm just going to play this for you. Amen.
Some days it seems like it'd be easier to just let go.
I know you're praying for a change. You see a sunny day. Nothing good has come your way. So alone. You need someone to understand. The place your heart is in. You just want to dream again. Believe.
Yeah.
Right now. You just hold on.
listen.
You just hold on.
I'm speaking from experience. I was there. Just about over. But here's the good news. Listen.
All of your dreams, all of your desires, yes they are, yes
are
they
coming
are.
To pass.
Whoa, whoa.
Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter White.
Yes, family, I just want to encourage you today to hold on. You are too close to give up. Don't give up in this season. I know that things look rough right now. I know that things have been tough, amen, but don't give up. Don't give up. Hold on, like the song says. Hold on in this season, you know. You're closer now than you've ever been before to your breakthrough. You are. And you just have to believe that. And you have to receive that. You know, we talked about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Yes, she had some setbacks in her life. I'm sure there were dark times in her life when she was going through a divorce. I mean, I've been through a divorce, and I know how dark divorce can be. Amen. But guess what? She married her prince yesterday. So Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are now officially married. She has her prince and is now at peace, seemingly anyway. I mean, we don't know what's going on in the background, but I'm just saying her life is a lot better now than it was before. And God wants to do that for you. God is no respecter of persons, but God is our Prince of Peace and our Lord of Lords, amen. And he wants to be that to you. He wants to be that to you, amen. And so I just wanted to encourage you in that today. I want you to be encouraged. Don't be discouraged. Be encouraged. Don't be discouraged. Amen. God will give you peace today. Amen. And his peace is a God kind of peace that surpasses all understanding. People won't understand why you're at such peace with all the craziness going on all around you. And that's why relationship with God is so important. And you know what? If you don't know God, if you don't know God personally, through his son, Jesus Christ, and accept his son as your savior, now is the perfect time to do that because, you know, we don't know. Tomorrow is not promised to us. Tomorrow is not promised to us. What we have right now is right here, right now, this present moment. And so what you do in this present moment will kickstart the rest of your life. And so why not, if you have not already, accept Jesus as your personal savior? Amen. He came not to condemn the world, but to save the world. And so he's not condemning you. He's not looking at you like, oh, your stuff is so nasty, you can't be forgiven. No. That is not the God that we serve. That might be the God that the world presents to us, but that's not the God that we serve. We can truly come to him as we are. And so I want to encourage you right now to come to him as you are right now, whatever state you're in right now, just come to him. Just say, I accept you, Lord. I make you Lord of my life. I accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Hallelujah. I accept you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I believe that you lived, that you died, you walked this earth, and you died on the cross for my sins. Amen. Amen. And then you was resurrected. You came back with all power in your hands. Hallelujah. And it's because of that power, because he lives, that we can live. Because he lives, we can live a life of peace, even in the midst of the mess, even in the midst of the chaos. We can. And again, I pray that you were encouraged. You know, if you accepted that prayer today, if you accepted that, Jesus Christ, as your Savior, welcome into the family, amen. Welcome into the family. And, you know, I'm not saying that now your life's going to be perfect, because no, life is tough. Period. It is for all of us. But when you have a relationship with God through his son, Jesus Christ, you can have that God kind of peace even in the midst of the chaos, even in the midst of the struggle. You can have a God kind of peace. I mean, I know for me personally, all kind of things be going on around me, and people are like, I don't understand how you can be so calm. How can you have so much peace with everything going on? Well, it's the God kind of peace, one that the world will never understand. And that comes through having that relationship with God, that up-close and personal relationship with God through his son, Jesus Christ, amen. And so, again, God bless you. Those of you who are on Facebook, come on and join us in my private group. It's a private group where we support each other. We lift each other up in prayer. We empower each other and inspire each other daily. And for the most part, it's a sisterhood. But, you know, gentlemen, God already showed me that some gentlemen are going to be joining. We do have a few. They're pretty quiet, but you're welcome to join us as well. And so God bless you, and I will see you next time, next Sunday morning, amen, in the a.m. God bless. Enjoy the rest of your day and enjoy the rest of your week, and I will see you next time. You know how I like to go out with Howard Hewitt, amen. Yeah, just be encouraged and not discouraged. I will see you next time. God bless.
Second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where my strength lies.
gave me your love. You gave me your son. Now I say amen.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-Watson.